From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking. Celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath. Open 7 days a week.
The Democratic competition to take on Republican Senator Susan Collins in November is down to two people. Kevin Miller has the latest.
Troy Jackson, a logger and former president of the Maine Senate from Allegash, appears to have the support he needs to win the nomination based on last weekend's delegate elections across Maine. Candidate David Costello, who finished third in the June Senate primary behind Graham Plattner and Governor Janet Mills, said Wednesday he does not see a realistic path forward for himself and will instead support Jackson. That leaves Sondra Pelletier as Jackson's only remaining opponent. Pelletier is a biopharmaceuticals executive originally from Caribou. In a statement, she noted that delegates are not bound to any candidate and that no one can claim victory until the 601 delegates have voted in Bangor. Pelletier added that voters helped her qualify as a candidate, quote, because they want a choice, not a coronation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
A new poll from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center shows Democrat Troy Jackson with a narrow lead over incumbent Republican Susan Collins in Maine's U.S. Senate race. The hypothetical matchup comes as Jackson closes in on his party's nomination to replace Graham Plattner on the November ballot. The poll shows a clear majority of Democrats favor Jackson as Plattner's replacement. It also gives the former Maine Senate president a 3-point lead over Collins. That's just outside the poll's margin of error. Jackson's favorability is also higher than Collins, although nearly 15% of respondents said they don't know enough about him to have an opinion. In the governor's race, the survey gives Democratic candidate Hannah Pingree a 14-point lead over Republican Bobby Charles, while independent Rick Bennett is polling in single digits. A Presque Isle physician says she is being unlawfully denied entry back into the United States and is suing the federal government in an attempt to return to her home in Maine. Nicole Ogrisco reports.
Using a pseudonym, the complaint says 52-year-old Roya Afshar lawfully entered the United States 4 years ago on an H-1B non-immigrant visa. She was born in Iran and is an Iranian and Canadian citizen and has been living and working in Presque Isle with her husband and 12-year-old daughter. According to her complaint, Afshar has been working with the state on renewing her driver's license and, as part of that effort, crossed the border into Canada to trigger an update to her immigration status in the Maine BMV computer system. After spending only a few minutes in Canada, she returned to the Fort Fairfield border crossing and was questioned about her ties to the Iranian government, which she denied. The complaint, filed in federal court, alleges that Afshar was denied reentry without a meaningful reason. U.S. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
The Planned Parenthood Maine Action PAC today announced its endorsement of Democrat Hannah Pingree for governor. Planned Parenthood Maine Action Fund President Nicole Clegg says delays in abortion care services caused by the Dobbs decision have had fatal consequences across the country.
And this is why Maine cannot take these protections for granted. The next governor will help decide whether we continue our longstanding tradition of respecting the rights of our families, friends, and neighbors to make personal, private decisions without political interference.
Clegg says Pingree has always stood with Planned Parenthood and believes she will continue that advocacy from the governor's office. The Maine-based nonprofit Defend Our Health has launched a searchable database of products that contain PFAS and other harmful chemicals. The state of Maine has already banned the sale of most products containing forever chemicals, but Defend Our Health president Emily Carey Perez de Alejo says the directory will hold companies accountable and be useful for other states.
It's hard to figure out exactly which item does or does not have PFAS on your own. So putting together this searchable directory for folks in other states should help them if they want to avoid these materials.
The directory covers 210 brands and more than 10,000 products and can be accessed on the nonprofit's website. Bar Harbor-based Jackson Laboratory is partnering with Boston Children's Hospital and the Broad Institute in Massachusetts to launch a nonprofit center to treat rare genetic diseases. Kat Lutz of the Jackson Lab says the Center for Therapeutic Genetics will use recent advances in genetic medicine to develop treatments, and the work will focus on rare diseases that often affect just a handful of people.
The idea that these three non-for-profit institutions can come together and do not only what biotech and pharmaceutical companies can't do, but that we could do it together, you know, in a way that I think has meaning for so many of the patients who have been waiting for such a long time is really, really quite exciting.
Lutz says millions of people worldwide live with one of the 8,000 rare diseases, and more than half are children. The center is expected to treat its first patient within 2 years and develop more programs over time. City councilors in Auburn approved an ordinance last night that will allow operation of up to 2 syringe service programs. The vote followed pushback from some residents who scoffed when Ann Seitz of the Maine CDC testified on scientific research supporting the effectiveness of syringe programs.
So research consistently shows that syringe service programs do not increase syringe litter, and in fact... are associated with reductions in improperly discarded syringes in communities.
Seitz says such programs also reduce infectious disease transmission and offer people with substance use disorder referrals for support. The programs operate in 11 of Maine's 16 counties. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m., I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.